How guilty do you feel?
Guilty?
Yes. On a scale of 1 to 10, how guilty do you feel?
James took his gaze from the spotlight long enough to glance at Michelle. Her hazel eyes were wide, her lips pressed tightly together. She was offering him no clue as to what he was supposed to do with that question.
How guilty do you feel? He said.
I asked you first.
She shifted sideways in her seat. He could now feel those eyes trying to suck an answer out of his brain. I need more information, he said.
1 means you've already forgotten. 10 means you want to hang a U-turn and go back.
I got that part. What is it I'm supposed to feel guilty about, or not?
She shook her head and gave him a mock tsk-tsk.
Epic fail, she said.
Another glance as the light turned green. Her dimples were deepening.
Emerson, she said. Our daughter? The kid we just left for an entire weekend?
James drove the pickup across the intersection. Is this one of those there's no way I can answer this right things?
What are you even talking about?
You know, if I say I feel like a jerk because we didn't bring our 4-year-old on our second honeymoon, you'll say I didn't want to be alone with you. But if I say, Emerson who, I'm a lousy father.
Michelle lightly smacked his arm. That is so not true. I only want to know if you feel as bad as I do.
How bad do you feel?
Not even a little bit bad.
James pulled a straight face. What kind of mother are you?
The kind that doesn't want her only child to remain one.
Did I know this weekend was a baby moon? She swatted at his arm again.
You know you want another baby.
I know I like how we're going to get another baby.
You lucked out then. I looked it up, and they do have places in the hill country where you can buy more kids.
James reached across the console and tugged on a honey-colored curl that had escaped from his wife's messy bun. If he could have gotten a hold of the tie that held the whole thing together, he'd have given it a yank and brought it tumbling over her shoulders, just where he liked it. Yeah, this was going to be an awesome weekend.
I'm sort of serious, though,
Michelle said. She pulled her feet up onto the seat and hugged her knees.
Should I call your mom and see if Emmy's okay?
You're kidding, right? Did you see the tea party mom had going? Looked like they were expecting the first lady. Rotten kid didn't even kiss me goodbye.
You poor thing. Let me make that up to you.
She slipped the strap of her seatbelt over her head and put it behind her as she leaned toward him. James felt a grin melt across his face. Look out now, he said. I'm not sure it's legal to make out on the on-ramp. Fortunately, she ignored him and brushed her lips against his beard as he accelerated onto the Crosby Freeway. When she rested her warm hand on top of his thigh, he wasn't sure which was going faster, his pulse or his Dodge Dakota.
Thanks for getting your mom to come stay with her,
Michelle said. Thanks for coming with me.
Thanks for not worrying about the money we're spending.
Who said I wasn't worrying?
James Stevens.
Kidding, kidding. She squeezed his leg. Continuing to kid. He smothered her fingers with his and wondered, as always, how such a strong, feisty woman could have bones that felt like they would turn to chalk dust if he squeezed them too tightly. There's no other way I'd rather spend the bonus, he said.
We do need a new toilet in the hall bathroom.
We need this.
Yes, she said, we do.
She raised the armrest between them and unbuckled her lap belt so she could slide closer to him for just a moment. Her cheek rested against his shoulder, the weight of her head pressing into him. He kissed the top of the nest of curls and flipped on the windshield wipers to clear the drizzle that was quickly turning into full-out rain. Houston weather could change faster than he could change channels on the radio, which he now did, switching it from Garth Brooks to classic rock. Nothing like the Eagles to set the mood. Take It Easy matched the beat of the wipers and the rhythm that settled in between them. I hope it doesn't rain like this the whole time, he said.
Does it matter? She said.